A lot of people might not know the history of Fleetwood Mac.
Well, the band started the summer of 67, and then it was a four-piece band with myself, John McGee, and Joan Spencer.
Thank you. Everyone always thinks Fleetwood Mac's breaking up, except Fleetwood Mac, probably. We know something they don't know.
Thank you. blessing was I never took anything, quote, in the opiate area, ever. Thank God. Booze and cocaine. More booze, cocaine. And that was me for a long time.
For us, it was basically, you know, brandy, cigarettes, pot, and coke. And that was just the wicked little circled rat's wheel, I call it, that everybody was on. You know, you'd do some coke and you were nervous, and then you'd smoke some pot, and then to calm down, you were too stoned, and then you'd, you know, do some more coke to wake up, and then you'd have a drink because you were too nervous, and then you'd...
all of that fueled the music. And to some degree, it really was part of the appeal of Rumours, you know, the musical soap opera aspect of it. It kind of brought out the voyeur in everyone.
I ain't pretty and my legs are thin, but don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answers that you want me to.
Something that is I've gone through, then certainly they're going through it or will at some point. And so it has to be some, I mean, that's how I feel when somebody writes something, you know, if I can sit down and be going through a crisis and I can listen to Joni Mitchell or something and I can feel from her that she understands, even though she doesn't know me, then for that, I love that. And that's what I try to do.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac, it's like a unending tale, you know, old English tale, and it's never seems to ever be finished. Somehow, you know, the love is too strong, I guess, between everybody. I love them, and they love me, and it's hard for us sometimes because it's been a long, hard road. But we seem to survive, so if the stars are with us, then Fleetwood Mac will go on.